Welcome back to the K Prior Podcast, family. Got a little choked up there. This podcast is where all topics come to life and more. We'll be talking about hair weaves within the Black culture. Is it right or wrong, family? Women, men? Do you have hair weave in your hair? Are you a hair weave killer, men? Do you prefer your women with weaves? Do you care? Women, are you wearing weaves just to appeal to a man? Or are you just upgrading your looks, enhancing your beauty for yourself? Well, I'll be giving you an audio insert of a man. He has something to say to us women, and particularly Black women, as they like to call us, about our hair and our hair weaves. So are you in agreement with this, brother, or do you disagree? Stay tuned. I would like to add, we don't need you telling our secrets. What we need you to do is take examples from other men on how they react or respond to their women. Because see, they're not on there talking and degrading their women. You don't hear that. But instead, you want to publicly shame us. What about not telling our secrets, like Alicia Keys says? How about we keep those secrets within our own closet? You dig? Listen carefully, women and men, to what he's trying to say, okay?
Man like that, we had nothing to do with this. Y'all talking about y'all looking for a real man, and y'all ain't real yourselves. Y'all ain't real. Y'all got fake hair, fake hair. Y'all got dead people hair on top of y'all head. Y'all got animal hair on y'all head, or somebody done died, and they shave their hair off and sell it to y'all. Y'all stop making these Chinese.
And yes, family, he is of age. I'm thinking he's about in his 30s, so. He has something really derogatory to say to us.
Hair salons and beauty supply store rich off of y'all. They're making $1 billion a year off Black women's hair. And they and y'all own none of these stores. And let them come to y'all.
Maybe mid to late 20s. I'm not sure, but you catch my drift. Listen up.
And take all your money. No matter what the weave costs, y'all going to buy it. It costs $100, $200. $1,000 y'all gonna buy it, and y'all can't afford to buy it. Nowadays y'all fighting over the weave, trying to kill people and just to get the weave. And the last weave in stock, it was a blue weave. That's the last one in stock that y'all want to buy and get. Y'all go out there and get it. Y'all go out there and try and try to fight over it or kill somebody trying to get the last weave.
I'm not gonna kid, family. This had me. This is hilarious to me. I mean, oh my God.
Let me start. I gotta get this weave. I need that. And let me tell you, I gotta have a different type of weave when y'all here and go out every weekend to the club and party. I gotta have this green weave on my head. And that's my pocketbook. I gotta have this blue weave on my head. And that's my shoes. I'm going to the club. And every week I gotta have a different style of weave. Everybody know you ain't your real hair. It's fake. Everybody know. And the man will come to you and talk to you. And the man will come and talk to you. He said, I can't find a real man. I can't find nobody to love me. I can't find nobody to come see me and come to and love me. I'm a good woman. I got a good personality. I got a good head on my shoulder. I got my education. I go to college. I go to school. I got my degree. But no, nobody want you with fakeness and fake hair. Okay.
I think I understand what he's saying, but how can you Okay, just say if you're enhancing your beauty, how does that compare to having a fake, expressing fake love to you because you have fake hair? Can you please help me understand that, family?
You got, and God don't want to accept you for your weave. You know what I'm saying? Don't God will accept you, but then you got a nice body and look good, you want to hit it and quit it. Don't God might lie, say, yeah, your hair look good, but you don't look good. Just say that so you can give him a chance with you, so you can fuck you and leave you alone. And that's about it. They don't really care about your weave. Nobody don't date you because you got a weave in your head. Nobody don't like you because you got, majority of men don't like fake hair. They like real hair. Let's be yourself, girl. Stop trying to hide who you really are. Unleash your real hair. Make them so bad. I don't know how y'all wear weaves and wigs and stuff, and then y'all be wearing weaves and wigs, all these different types of chemicals in your head. Y'all got to pouch your head because it burns. Y'all got to scratch your head because it itch. And that make your head hurt and all that stuff. Wearing that stuff, stop wearing it. I don't understand it. And plus, when you keep wearing it for too long, the real hair fall out, you get some kind of sickness or disease. Only way you should wear weaves and wigs if you got some kind of sickness and disease, and that's the only way you can wear them. When you wear it, just be wearing it. It don't make no sense, especially in the summertime. When it be hot outside, it be 100 degrees or more, and y'all wearing weed. How y'all don't wear weed on top of y'all real hair? Don't make y'all real hair hot and sweaty? Yeah, and sometimes y'all wear y'all hair and weaves too long. I wear it for like a month or two, and y'all wash your hair out, it be stinking and stuff. And y'all want a man to be around y'all with smelly hairs and stuff, and y'all get... Y'all get weeds all over the pillowcases and stuff, and y'all go sleeping at nighttime in the bed. Y'all get weeds all in the bathroom and on the floors and the sinks and stuff. And weave all over the place. Weave here, weave there, weave everywhere. Everywhere y'all go, I got weave all in the combs and brushes. I need to wear y'all hair natural. And make it so bad, y'all got all this weave, right?
Okay. Family, if you don't get anything else, put a little humor in your day, and that's what I'm here to encourage. Let me make you laugh, okay? But hey guys, is that true? Or if you're in a woman-on-woman relationship and your girl has weave in her hair and you're asleep, do you smell it? Does it come off on the pillow? You know, is that true?
Well, for all this money, right, about $1,000-something a year, and then y'all gotta find somebody to put it in your hair, pay somebody else another $200 or $300 to put it in your hair, and bad enough to weed cause a lot of money, then y'all gotta pay somebody to put it in your hair too. If y'all not do it yourself, then y'all best to do it yourself. You gonna mind spending the same amount of money paying for a weave as you do your real hair. So you might wanna do your real hair. Go natural. Natural is the best way to go. And like a natural, beautiful woman. Ain't nothing cute about fakeness, fake hair. And they got make it so bad y'all wearing hair that's twice as enough supposed to be. Y'all wearing the hair all the way down to your back. When your hair gets stuck in something, y'all start crying. Oh, my hair got stuck in the door. My hair got stuck in this and that. And got cut it off to get it out. And you waste the money y'all doing that. And make it so bad, make much money up on weave. And y'all take out y'all wear for after y'all get finished, get tired wearing it. I'll take it out your head and hear your head and throw it in the trash.
I must warn you, family. This will be a longer segment, so either you can tone off now or get your laugh on. Either case, it's gonna be good. Hey, I really want you to hear what he's saying coming up, okay?
Waste the money. You wear your hair natural, man. What about wasting your hair out? You take it out in a certain style, you want to take it out, and then you save money. You know, be a real hair. Your hair will still be in your head, but you just take it out the style you have and make it so bad. I'll take your last bit of your little bit of money and buy a weave. The weave costs $100, and you ain't got $100, and you got to pay a bill. But you got to have a weave before you pay your bill, or buy your kids, or before you buy your kids something to eat. Buy a new pair of shoes, but no, you gotta have that weave though. I can't go to the club tomorrow, and I can't go to the club tonight without my weave. I need my weave. I gotta celebrate my birthday or something. I need this weave. This weave make me feel good. If I don't have this weave, I can't go nowhere. I gotta have my weave first. Before you pay your bills, you gotta have a
This weave make me feel good. I gotta have my weave first.
Weave. Before you take care of your kids, you gotta have a weave. Before you take care of your house and your money important priorities first. Y'all better have a weave in your head. Y'all better have a weave instead of taking care of your responsibilities. Y'all need to stop wearing weaves, woman. Y'all look ridiculous. Y'all look terrible. Y'all look horrible. Y'all look like animals, monsters. Y'all look like something that God did not create. Y'all change your appearances every day with y'all hair. Y'all, every time I look around, you got different type of hairstyle. You got curly hair.
We can understand why some people are single or even not marriage material. Too judgmental.
Got mohawk weaves and stuff, and y'all shaving, and niggas so bad, y'all shaving the side of your head off. What's up with that? Y'all have mohawk weave and shave the side of your head off. Your side of your hair off. What's up with that, man? And sometimes y'all do wear y'all hair natural, right? Y'all cut it and look like men. Y'all look like men, short little shape of haircuts and stuff. Y'all dye your hair too, in short shape of haircuts. Purple, green, orange, pink, yellow. Y'all like a pack of Skittles.
Okay, so first it was the weave. Now he's talking about sisters with short hair and them dyeing their hair. So first the weave was a problem. Now it's the real hair is a problem. Now dyeing your hair is a problem.
A box of crayon, like I said earlier. A box of Crayola crayon. I need to cut it out, woman. I need to cut it out, black woman. Stop wearing weaves. That's all I gotta say. Stop wearing weaves. Don't wear weaves. Weaves are not the way to go. Back in the days, you ain't see our great grandmothers, our grandmothers had weave in their hair. Yeah, they had natural. Back in African days, we had women had natural hair. They had bushy hair. They had kinky hair. They had hair that was real. They had bushes and braids and stuff. And they had hair that God blessed them with. They had that hair that they was proud of, and the men that would love them and come talk to them. Now the women's got. First thing the men notice them, and they first see them 9 out of 10 times, and they walk outside and stuff, it's their hair. And their hair ain't right. Nobody wanna come talk to y'all. What's the purpose of y'all wearing weaves? Did somebody tell y'all that y'all look good in a weave or something, on wigs? No, y'all don't look good in them. They lied to you and say anything to get with y'all, men to get with you. Stop making all these stores, here's a Chinese beauty supply store rich. Stop making them famous off y'all weaves y'all buying.
That's true. Stop making the Asian culture rich off of your money.
Stop making them millionaires and stuff. Get your own business. Sell your own hair, your real hair, not fake hair. Sell stuff that's real, not fake. Stop wearing fake hair, y'all. Y'all don't look right in them hair. Stop putting your kids in that and stuff too. Stop putting all these chemicals in your head. And chemicals got stuff in there and they destroy your real hair, damage your real hair. As soon as your real hair start messing up, I start crying and complaining about, oh, my hair messed up. Oh, my edges messed up. Oh man, my hair about to fall off. My hair about to break off and all this stuff. And some girls say, oh, yeah. I wear weed because I feel good in them. I look better with that on. I need that. My real hair is spread a lot. My real hair is too thin and it's hard to manage. Shit, it ain't hard to manage a weed though. Why it's hard to manage your real hair? Real hair takes time and effort and sit back and take care of your hair and take time and effort and be patient with yourself and take care of your real hair like you do a weave, and then worry about your hair falling out. Right, you need to stop wearing weaves. I'm trying to be like other racist women. I'm trying to follow them, copy their style. Have rock your own style, your own natural, your hair. Rock your style that you can be proud of and somebody can talk to you and like you for your real you, not the fake you with your fake hair. Every time I look around, you got fake hair, fake wigs on, like all kind of fake wigs, fake locks, fake curls and stuff, fake whatever kind of style y'all trying to get in y'all hair, and it ain't right. Y'all need to stop it, black women. Stop wearing weaves. Stop wearing weaves and wigs. It doesn't look right. Only time you want to wear a wig and weave and be sick or something, or you want to kind of, you want to be in a circus or you'll be a clown or something. You want to wear all the multicolored weaves and wigs and stuff. Don't wear. You ain't got a wig. Wear when you do got a wig. Don't wear it, just be wearing it. Stop wearing weaves and wigs. Stop being ashamed of y'all real hair. If y'all follow yourself, y'all ain't got no self-hating yourself. Y'all say y'all ain't self-hating. Y'all is too self-hating. If y'all wasn't self-hating, you know, so y'all want to change it. Your hair, y'all want to wear your real hair, and y'all will never wear fake hair. Y'all wear hair that God bless you to have. Bless you. Some people can't get real, go to hair long like y'all and get bushes because they got sickness in them. Y'all got your real hair, some of y'all, and y'all want to change this, y'all real hair to fake hair. That don't make no sense. And y'all can't wear that stuff, man. That stuff stinks. That stuff make your real hair fall out. And it's gonna make you look good, make you look cute, make you look ugly. Y'all need to stop it. All these ones back in the day, look at all the women that in American history and help black women trying to overcome their struggles in life, whatever. Or help American people, period. Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, et cetera, whatever. They all didn't have no weave in their head, they didn't have no wigs and stuff. They wore their real hair. So why y'all can't wear y'all real hair? Take lessons from people back in the days, your grandmothers and people back in the history, and back in the days in American history. Take advice from them. How they wear their hair. If you don't know how to wear your real hair, ask somebody how you wear your real hair and keep it up and keep it looking good and nice and neat instead of nappy and unstraightened, not neat and all dry looking, no kind of grease and nothing in your hair and nothing. I remember back in the day, y'all, it was all about the hot comb. Y'all said wear your hair in curls, like on braids and stuff. Y'all, everybody should be proud of wearing braids and stuff. Nowadays, y'all ain't proud of wearing your hair natural and braids. I'd rather wear fake braids, fake locks, fake curls, fake your hair straight and silky instead of wearing it real and bushy and kinky. No, I want to wear it like other race of woman. I'm thinking about black men that want real woman with straight hair. They don't want a woman with black woman with pushy, curly hair. That's a lie. We leave y'all not because y'all hair wasn't right. It just ain't y'all hair. It's your attitude, too. Y'all got an attitude problem, and that's why men leave. They don't go with the white woman because they got straight, real hair. No, they go with white women. Black men go with white women because they got a better personality. So y'all weave. It just ain't the reason why men don't leave y'all. Y'all think y'all want to be an other race of woman. Y'all can't compete with other race of women with hair because they keep their hair up. They keep their hair up right. All black women don't keep their hair up right. They think they do, but they don't. I think your hair is going to keep a man around, wearing weaves and stuff. No, weaves ain't going to keep a man around. If y'all ain't acting right, if y'all have attitude ain't right, they're going to leave you. They're going to be a kind of weave you got in your head. If you keep it up, if you don't keep it up, keep it up, wash your hair every 2 weeks, whatever. Or comb it right, put right chemicals in your head. And if your attitude ain't right, the man ain't going to leave you. Drop like a bad habit. Man.
Did he just throw you out a nugget, women? If your attitude ain't right, your man will leave.
He's just like eating the wrong foods and stuff. Keep eating the wrong foods every day, you won't get sick. Keep eating sugar stuff, you gonna get sugar diabetes. Keep smoking, you gonna get sickness, you're gonna get cancer. If you drink, you're gonna get liver disease, just like a weed. Keep wearing it so long and so much, and every year goes by, months and weeks and days, whatever. It's gonna actually catch up to you. Your hair gonna start thinning. Your hair gonna start getting shorter and shorter. The Bible doesn't even say that. That's women's hairs and wearing weaves and stuff, man. You wear your hair fake. You wear fake stuff. You gonna actually get something to you, have to you in years to come. Stop wearing weaves, black women. Stop wearing weaves. Stop let other racist people. I'm saying that your real hair is ugly, it's nappy, but it's not. Let them know that your real hair is cute and pretty. That's the way God made you. You can get all types of styles with your real natural hair. You can get braids if you let it grow. You can get afro, let it grow. You can get curls if you let it grow. Any kind of style you want. With your real natural hair, you ain't got to go out there and spend billions of dollars. Kind of stuff. And you know, y'all keep on doing the same thing every time y'all wear it. I gotta scratch y'all head when it itch. I gotta pouch y'all head when it burn. I gotta pull the weave out your eyes when it went blowing in your eyes, your face. So stop wearing that stuff. And it don't look right. It make y'all look ridiculous. It make y'all look dumb. It make y'all look stupid. It make y'all look like not real. Or it make y'all like a mannequin. It make y'all like, oh, I don't wanna talk to her. It makes somebody think, yeah, I don't like her. She ain't got no real hair. She ain't got no real just coming out, growing out of here. That ain't how you supposed to wear your hair, women. Black women, stop acting like other races. Other races laughing at you too, especially when y'all wearing blind weeds. And y'all look like, you know, blind weeds. Y'all look, every time I see yourself, the men's right. The men tell me how I shouldn't wear no weed. I shouldn't wear no weed. That's the only way they can stay with me. If I take my weave off and my weave out and I wear my real hair natural, I get a man respect me. No, y'all don't want a man respect you. You want a man disrespect you because you're wearing weaves. My man did not like you because you...
So a man will disrespect you and consider you to be phony because of your hair is phony. That's his logic.
Man, they're down with you and talk bad about you. They do, and they ain't there to hurt you. They're telling the truth. As soon as the man say, oh, the weave ain't going straight, the weave is hanging off your head, side with your attitude.
And this is the K Prior Podcast.
Hydrating makeup by Neutrogena.
Stay tuned.
I love this makeup for
a
fresh face glow.
More topics on K Prior Podcast. Peace.